Con, sum up for me what this occasion is meaning to rowing Ireland and rowing in general.
Oh, it's fantastic for the sport. The lads have brought so much pride to the country, and I think it's going to have an impact on the sport and at so many levels, at the top level of competition and also right through the clubs in general. I think it's going to hopefully help us with funding. I think it's hopefully going to there'll be a lot of new membership. We'll need new resources into the clubs to cope with the influxes. But I think it just puts rowing in a great place. I think that's the important thing. But I think people that weren't interested in rowing, never heard about rowing, I think know about it now. And I think the lads have been a great ambassador for the sport. I think they're wonderful athletes, you know, wonderful, fantastic athletes, and I think apart from that, they're great guys, and they're so down to earth, and I think they represent the country so well and our sport. I'm glad that we have them as part of our sport, and which has increased the profile, will increase the profile of our sport.
Because, Con, I understand you've already seen a bounce with people expressing interest in clubs around the country and getting involved in rowing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think I've heard from people around the country that there are people ringing up, the phones are ringing and so forth. And rowing in Ireland is operating at different levels. We have fun rowing, we have pleasure rowing, obviously we have elite high performance rowing. So we're trying to get, again, rowing is an expensive sport to run. It's all about equipment, so we need to get equipment and to cater for the numbers. But yes, I think this is really going to give I had a call from a friend of mine in Dublin today who said his daughter was in a school in Dublin. She was asking, was there a rowing program in the school? So I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, the guys have proven it, and they've just discussed it in the press conference today, that Skibbereen Rowing Club has been fantastic for turning out talent. And despite maybe not having the best of equipment and the best of funds at times, they've proved that if you put in the hard work and dedication, you can achieve Olympic success.
Absolutely. I think in the end of the day, it's about people. I think equipment is important, but as I think the lads with Dominic Casey, I think they've done a fantastic job here. I would describe it as a centre of excellence. We all strive to get centres of excellence, but I think this is the nearest we'll come to it. I think they are all striving to be international athletes. You know, they're training the whole year round. I think their standard that they're operating at is at the top level is just fantastic. So I think it's about the people. I think as one of the lads said in the press conference, I think money is important and you'll never have enough of it. But I think it's the spirit of the people to get out there and do it is what it's about.
And obviously the people that surround Gary and Paul, we have Morten, your high performance director, and Dominic, you've mentioned as well. They're surrounded by quality individuals as well.
Yes, absolutely. I think it beholds us in Rowing Ireland to put the best structures we can in place. Personally, I don't take any credit while I'm chairman of the board and I'm president. I think it's up to us to provide the structures for the people and provide as much funding as we can to operate. They're the professionals. They get on and they do it.
Well, congratulations to Rowing Ireland after the guys' success, and continued success to you as an organisation.
Okay, thank you very much.